That's where most of the ideas for medicines come from. With the chemical revolution of the past 50 years, we have drifted away from simple, plant-based solutions to fancier, more complicated options. Thousands of chemicals fill the shelves of the processed food, cleaning supplies, and personal care aisles of your favorite big box store. Most are made in labs, not too different than those that make our prescription drugs. Interestingly enough, they seem, over time, to cause problems those drugs are meant to solve. These chemicals are not easily recognized by our bodies, so we struggle to process them. Eventually, they can wreak havoc on our systems. When we stick with things God made, they tend to balance and harmonize better with the bodies He also made. I'm thankful for modern medicine. Without a doubt, it has benefits. I'm glad to have an ER within 20 minutes of my house in case someone breaks a foot, experiences chest pain, or has trouble breathing. But if you drive down any main road in my tiny southern town, almost all you see are pharmacies, doctor's offices, ancillary health services, therapists' offices, and more. Why are we so sick? And why is healthcare the number one growing business in the world? As a physician, I can honestly say we are pretty good at keeping people from dying, but not very good at keeping them well and thriving. We've gotten away from simple truths. Eat food God made. Avoid most things He didn't. And when your body needs support, look for solutions that don't cause more harm than good. That may mean avoiding most prescription drugs. And ask yourself what you are doing in your own lifestyle to contribute to the problem. Most of what we face in modern healthcare, we bring on ourselves. Even most cancers are environmentally triggered. What we put on, in, and around our bodies is often the culprit, not genetics. We have collectively and conveniently pawned our healthcare off to doctors,